Sheesh, man. It is Surfaces coming through with Sheesh. And before that one, Doja Cat featuring SZA with Kiss Me More, right here on Weekend Early Mornings with myself, Tepi, taking you all the way up until 7 a.m. And right about now, we're talking about what you should not be doing at funerals. And I mean, like, some people think it's straightforward, but I think it is a bit more complicated than that. And I think this voice note also covers why some people might be, how can I say, clashing a bit with regards to the rules and what should not be done.
Hey, good morning, 5FM. This is Andrew from Durban. This is my favorite radio station every morning without fail. I totally disagree with your after tears party. So are we saying that we cannot wait for the burial to take place and then go and drink and jive? So in the first place, why are we mourning if we want to have a party after that? It's my opinion, I totally disagree with it. In the Indian culture, we don't do that. We don't do after parties because the mourning to us is very religious and it means a lot to us. But after parties, never ever.
It's that never ever for me. I totally hear you, Andrew, and thank you for tuning in. I think now I'm starting to get this, the sense of that also different cultures, different rules. Is that what we're also trying to say? Because I know there's some people that an after tears or an after party is a definite thing that's bound to happen. 082-550-5151 is the WhatsApp line. Let me know. What are you